This is the Composer's Datebook for March 17th. I'm John Zek. Today we celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Boston. Where else? Noting two musical premieres in that city. The first, in March of 1922, when Pierre Monteux conducted the Boston Symphony, in the premiere of three of the five Irish fantasies by Charles Martin Leffler.
When I play on my fiddle in Poland, it dance like a wave on the sea. My cousin is hoisting his harpet, my brother-in-law.
These were settings for solo voice and orchestra of poetry by William Butler Yeats, and for their Boston premiere, the vocalist was none other than the great Irish tenor, John McCormick. In 1947, the Era Society of Boston commissioned another American composer, Leroy Anderson, to write an Irish suite for its annual Irish Night at the Boston Pops. Anderson used six popular Irish tunes, ranging from the sentimental to the exuberant for his suite, skillfully arranging them into an immediate hit and lasting success. Arthur Fiedler conducted the premiere during the Boston Pops summer season that year. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.